Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Welcome to the final segment of our six-part series showcasing music from the 2015 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. This sellout festival has been entertaining Yukoners since 2003. It features amazing music from some of the finest bluegrass artists such as Daly and Vincent, Claire Lynch, and the Spinney Brothers. And this year, for the first time, Jam Live recorded some of the fantastic performances. In this episode, we are presenting the five-member band, Jeff Scroggins and Colorado, from, you probably guessed it, yes, they are from Colorado. The band is fronted by internationally acclaimed two-time national banjo champion Jeff Scroggins. Jeff's fiery style and lightning-fast licks have earned him fans worldwide and left many first-time listeners in stunned disbelief. Meanwhile, son Tristan Scroggins was developing into an award-winning monster mandolin player, not just fast, but also super precise and super tasty. Greg Blake adds his soaring tenor and dazzling guitar work to the band's intense and powerful performance. Greg's phenomenal guitar playing has earned him 9 nominations and 5 consecutive wins as Guitarist of the Year awarded by the Society for the Preservation of Bluegrass Music of America. Ellie Hankinson provides the stellar fiddle work and wonderful vocals as well. Last but not least, C.B. Denson is complimenting the band with his high-energy bass playing and his bright, infectious smile. Now let's precede the music by listening to a segment of an interview White Horse producer Steve Gedrose had with 3 members of the band during the Bluegrass Festival.
Hi, my name's Steve Gedrose. We're here from the 2015 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival here in downtown Haines Junction, Yukon. I'm here with some members of Jeff Scroggins in Colorado. Thanks for coming out, you guys. I really appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's just run through the members of the band. Maybe, Tristan, maybe you can tell us who all is in the band. I know you're on mandolin and vocals.
Yeah, I play mandolin and sing, and then my dad's the namesake of the band, Jeff Scroggins. He plays the banjo.
Banjo, of course.
And we got a great singer and guitar player, Greg Blake, making us look good.
Yeah, okay, yeah. And then we got Sebby Denson on the bass.
Yeah, CB.
CB, I'm sorry.
That's
okay,
right.
CB. And Ellie Hawkinson on the fiddle.
That's
and
right.
And vocals.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, maybe we can just start by asking everybody how they came to play bluegrass. I kind of get it for you, but how about you guys? And maybe a little bit about your influences that got you going on this music early on.
Well, I didn't start playing bluegrass when I was young. I bought a banjo when I was 20. I started playing electric guitar. I was like a rock and roll guitar player when I was a teenager, and but I always liked the sound of the banjo, and I liked bluegrass when I'd hear it, but I didn't really know what it was.
Sure.
So I eventually bought a banjo, and I just started finding out more and more about it, and pretty soon I sold my electric guitars and bought a better banjo and sort of took over my life, and I've been doing it ever since then. It's really all I do. I mean, I'm not much of a guitar player anymore, but anyway, that's how I got started. It was definitely kind of backed into it. I saw the Newgrass Revival play in 1983, and that was like a huge thing, sort of mixing bluegrass and rock and roll, and it was like really kind of pulled me in. And then the longer I stuck with it, the more I sort of worked my way back to J.D. Crowe and Earl Scruggs and Don Reno, and I just spent a lifetime now just sort of exploring all the different little corners, and trying learning about it. But anyway,
yeah.
that's how I got to it.
Great. How about you, Greg?
Well, I was born and raised in West Virginia.
Yes.
And of course, a lot of great music back in that part of the United States.
Absolutely.
And I grew up listening to classic country music.
Okay.
Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, George Jones, Buck Owens, and Roy Clark, all of those. And I've been singing as long as I can remember. And I got my first guitar at age 7, basically just to accompany myself singing.
Okay.
And then I got hooked up with a couple boys my age in the neighborhood, and they introduced me to bluegrass.
Okay.
And, you know, let me listen to a bunch of their records and their dad's records, and their dad happened to also be a banjo player in a bluegrass band.
Okay.
At one point.
Right.
And so I would go over early of a morning in the day and help them with their chores so we could have an extra hour or two to pick.
Okay, great, great. And so do you come from a musical family?
Was not that a big deal? Not at all. There are no musicians whatsoever in my immediate family.
Is that so?
Yeah, but my folks were very encouraging with my hobby and my desire to make music. And always never discouraged me in any way in that regard. So,
right.
But so that's kind of how I was probably 11 or 12, I would imagine, when I made that discovery of bluegrass as opposed to my country influences.
Okay, was gospel ever in there?
Oh yeah, a lot. It's because actually the two boys that I came in contact with, their father was a preacher.
Okay.
And so I went to their church, and they would incorporate banjos, guitars, mandolins, fiddles, upright bass in the worship service.
Oh, I see.
To accompany the congregational singing instead of a piano or an organ.
Of course, yeah. So. Okay. And Tristan, I guess, was there any doubt that you would ever play music? I mean, this has always been part of your life.
Well, music certainly has, but I never played when I was a little kid. Other than that. That fly swatter that one time.
Yeah, I hear you got some mean licks on a fly swatter.
No, my dad never asked or expected or even assumed that we'd play music, me or my brother and sister.
It's, right.
I think I was playing baseball when I asked Dad if he'd teach me how to play the banjo.
Right.
I was pretty bad at the banjo.
So but that was the first instrument that kind of got your attention?
Yeah.
You heard it around the house and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah. Well, I'd heard it forever. I was just, one day, I kind of just, something clicked a little different, and I heard it differently, and I really wanted, I was eight at the time, so
right.
I didn't really, I never experienced, like, wanting to do something for real before.
Yeah, of course. I get that, sure.
So I wanted to learn how to play the banjo, and I wasn't good, and about a year later I found a mandolin, and that was a lot easier. And then, yeah, since then, it's never been a question of whether or not I'd play music. It was just, like, when the next time was.
Right.
And how I could make those gaps shorter.
Right. So baseball kind of fell by the wayside?
Yeah, well, I wasn't much of a baseball player.
It turns out you're a good picker, so I think you made a great choice there. I know that you guys stream your music. I listen to some of your stuff on Reverb Nation and mm-hmm. SoundCloud. How do you feel about audio streaming sites? Well, there's a lot of controversy about artists not getting compensated for that stuff, but how do you guys look at that? Because you take part in that to a certain degree, it sounds like.
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and pitch in my 2 cents worth on that. I mean, I feel it's almost a... It's almost a necessity. It's kind of almost like when I go to Kinko's or the or Staples or someplace like that, some office supply store, and purchase business cards.
Right.
I mean, I've got to invest something in that in order to make the connections that
right.
I need in networking. And I almost feel like that's kind of like your online business card.
Okay. Yeah.
The whole streaming. Thing.
I mean,
granted, I know there's a lot of, it can be a rather hostile discussion in some contexts.
Absolutely. That's
so,
kind of why I bring it up.
Yeah. but like I said, we're making so much money, it just doesn't,
it doesn't matter
to us.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting you talk about the business card, because another band told me, you got to pay for advertising, and that's how they look at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a pretty healthy attitude, I think.
I think it seems like there have been a few bands. I was trying to think, was it one of those big rock bands from the 80s, like really fighting, not having their stuff.
That's right.
But it's like... I think that you're just like trying to sweep back the tide with a broom,
Yeah.
It's like it's gonna happen, and you just gotta like look at the changing landscape and figure out, how you're going to make a living out of it. I mean, obviously we want to get as much, money out of what we do as we can, because God knows you need it when you do this. It's a pretty modest lifestyle. We don't make much money.
Of course.
But, I mean, I can't spend time worrying about it too much. I mean, I think we just got to do what's right, do it for the music's sake, and hopefully, the universe will take care of you.
Right. And, some of these sites I check out, they say, if you're listening to something, then there'll be a list. If you like these guys, you might also like these other bands. So maybe somebody will be turned on that wasn't aware of your group. Or
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, it all kind of just evens out. I mean, you're going to, you're not getting, I mean, I do find, like, the whole, corporate aspect of it, is that somebody's making money off of it. It's not you, is a little annoying, but...
You as the creator, isn't that right?
Yeah. But it's just, there's too much life to live out there to, like, worry about it for me.
That's a great way to think about it, I think. Yeah. What can fans expect to hear from your show? Maybe, Tristan, maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, we've been working a lot lately to definitely start doing things that people haven't heard before necessarily.
Tunes, you mean? Or,
well, tunes, I mean, Dad and I write a lot of tunes.
Yes.
We certainly write some odd ones, but more just back to that musical point of view and perspective. And I think our sound as a band, however you want to define it, it's, in my mind, it's like this third generation bluegrass-esque sound that combines, like, Greg's, like, really good at singing country songs.
Yes.
Dad's like the Jimmy Page of the banjo.
Yes.
And I really like show tunes.
Okay.
I've done a lot of that.
Okay.
But with this new album, you'll definitely hear a little more of that, taking songs that we enjoy and redefining them, not just as a bluegrass song, but more just expressing the song the way we want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're usually, we put a couple bluegrass songs on that album, but, like, we definitely just turned a couple of country songs on their heads.
Okay, yeah. So familiar melodies that people are hearing a new way, is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, I see a thread sort of the bands that I think we like. We've talked about that from the beginning, the bands we wanted to emulate. And the Country Gentlemen, was a band that was pretty groundbreaking in their time.
Quite right.
I see our band as in that tradition, that, and it's the seldom seen. And then my banjo, my teacher was Alan Mundy from the Country Gazette when I was growing up in Oklahoma. He was there. And that band was, a huge, that West Coast sound had made a pretty big influence on me, but all of those bands to me, like, have this, the common thing of sort of having a fairly traditional vocal sound,
yes,
but, like, very progressive musical style. And I think that's a lot of what we have. I mean, we're more traditional than, like, a front country. I mean, they're, like, really further out, on that cutting edge of, like, doing that sort of thing. In a way, but it's like, I think we have, like, just a different approach, basically, but it's more based on traditional. I mean, you kind of work with what you have, because Greg's such a good traditional bluegrass, type singer. But I think it's like we mix a lot more progressive ideas and music in, and it's just like, I find it, like, it is in line with that Country Gentleman, Seldom Seen, Country Gazette. Stuff that I really liked that I think there's less and less of now. I mean, there's more.
That's for sure.
It's always been, when I started doing this, I said I want it, my goal, even like when I bought that jacket, it was like, what do I want this to be? I want it to be like the continuance of, like, a hippie bluegrass band from the olden and away, from 1972, West Coast.
Yes.
I wanted to sound like, have that authentic sound, but just have that, you know, that mixture, that was like very exciting when I kind of worked my way back into that. And for me, it was a very exciting time, all of that, like, you know, mixing of that traditional music, the Birds even, you know.
Of course,
like,
Clarence White.
Yeah,
of course.
And so, I mean, like, that's been a huge influence on me and my thinking about how I wanted this to, you know, play out.
Yeah. How about you, Greg? How would you characterize the group?
Well, you know, again, I would love to have a little something for everybody.
Right.
I mean, not that we're, you know, not that we're trying to be a mile wide and only an inch deep.
Right. But, yes, I get you.
But we definitely want to be able to, you know, offer almost everybody in the audience something that they can appreciate. And I just think it's cool how we can come together with our different preferences and likes and be able to come to some kind of amalgamation that even though, I mean, Country Gentlemen and the Seldom Scene are strong influences,
yes,
on us, I think it would be cool maybe one of these days where they, you know, they'd say, you know, well, you know, we'd kind of like to do it like, you know, Jeff Scroggins in Colorado, you know,
yes,
how they kind of mix some things together and came up with their own sound.
Okay.
Because that's definitely the point that we're at in the band right now, is that we're honing that what we feel like we want our distinctive sound
to be. Well, I really appreciate you guys' time, and thanks for chatting to me. It really means a lot. Thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
You can hear Steve Gedrose's full interview with the band on our website, junctionjam.ca. Just click on the Jam Live link. And now, stay tuned as we present Jeff Scroggins and Colorado, live at the St. Elias Convention Center.
Stranger to this place, I've brown lined these hills, going where I've already been. Salt crusted land leaving Reno looks a bit like snow. But the way I feel tonight, everything is alright. I'm burning up with love in my soul. Ramblin' feels good and I carry your love like an oak cup keeps me from the cold. Unconscious masses of all my bad habits and a growing sense of getting old. Sea to shine to sea, it's the way it used to be. Looking for somewhere to spend my time. Ramblin' feels good and I carry your love like an oak cup that keeps me from the cold. Unconscious masses of all my bad habits and a growing sense of getting old. treat you right. Love, oh love, please come home. As you read this letter that I write to you, sweetheart, I hope you understand that you're the only love I know. Oh, please forgive me if you can. Love, oh love, please come home. Now when this cold is full of creeping around and the fire's burning low, the snow has covered up.
Kind of fast.
just a few old memories came in through the dawn. So tightly before, no, I can't understand it, why it should trouble my mind when it's all a part of another place and time. Just a few old keepsakes way back on the shelf. Just a few old love letters with their edges all brown and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down. Just a few old memories from way back in time. Well, I can hardly remember. I'm not sure why I'm crying. No, I can't understand it. Well, I'm surprising myself. I tell you, first thing tomorrow, I'm gonna clean off that shelf. Just a few old keepsakes. Wait. A few old love letters with their edges all brown and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down. Well, just a few old love letters with their edges all brown and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down.
Thank you.
You know, one of the great things I like playing about this, playing with this band, in addition to all the money that I make, is getting to share the stage with this really cool father and son duet. And we're going to just turn the two of them loose right now and let them play a tune for you, just the two of them. There's one called Bucks Run. Thank you. I'm putting on my traveling shoes, try to find a way to kick these December Midwestern blues. If you knew what I know, you'd pack your bags and you would go to New Mexico. So I'm headed south and I'm headed west and I ain't gonna rest till I get to New Mexico. This town chills me to the bone. I'm going where the pinyon pine and the juniper grow. Nothing else could ease your mind like a big old western sky at night in the moonlight. So I'm headed south and I'm headed west and I ain't gonna rest till I get to New Mexico. I seek release, these travel seeds need to be sown. Traveling shoes, try to find a way to kick these December Midwestern blues. If you knew what I know, you'd pack your bags and you would go to New Mexico. So I'm headed south and I'm headed west and ain't gonna rest till I get to south. I'm headed west. Headed south. Headed west. To New Mexico. I'm headed south. Oh, I'm headed west. Thanks
so much, everyone. He's the only one that hasn't been introduced yet, but man, he's our favorite singer and guitar player. He's doing such a great job. This is Greg Blake.
Ran away for the first time. Put a back road on my railroad track. mama's on my back. I know every inch highway, every foot of back road and my railroad track. Every foot of back road on a railroad track. Well, you may not like my singing, and you may not like the song. You may not like the way I look, but you like the way I'm going. Every foot of back road on my railroad track.
Sing. Old maiden, fair maiden, 'tis time to give o'er. Oh, no, kind soldier, please play one tune more. For I'd rather hear you fiddle the touch of one string, than to see the waters line, hear the nightingale sing. Oh, maiden, soldier, will you marry me? Oh, no, pretty maiden, that never shall be. Children twice three, two wives and the army's too many for me. Well, I'll go back to London and stay for a year. It's often that I'll think of you, my little dear. And if ever I return, it'll be in the spring, just to see the waters line, hear the nightingale sing.
So much, folks. But it's one called, it's very appropriate. It's called By the Time It Gets Dark.
Baby, every cloud has a silver lining. Baby, every dog really has his day. And it matters to me to see you smiling. Why don't we blow all your cares away? Yesterday is gone and will be forgot. And today is where every new day starts. Gotta be free as the leaves in autumn. You may be sad, but it never lasts. And maybe by the evening we'll be laughing. Just wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark. We could go walking out in the sunshine. Look at all the people out in the street, hurrying away to a business luncheon, waiting for a taxi for aching feet. Light up your face, baby, let's get going. Wanna see a change in those weary eyes. We'll have some fun, take a boat out rowing. Why on earth should life be so serious? And maybe by the evening we'll be laughing. Just wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark. Just wait and see all the changes there'll be by the time it gets dark. 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 Time's at hand, there's a stir across the land, and so begins another day on life's highway. On city streets, down country roads, like a stream the people flow. There's bread to win and tolls to pay on life's highway. There is hope with every turn, a bridge to build and a bridge to burn. Here's hope that you will never go astray on life's highway. covered wagon as they camped around the flats for the night. Hear the moon shining dim o'er the old canyon rim. They watched for that brown mountain light. High on a mountain and deep in the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel and fades as the mist comes and goes. Southern miner came hunting in this wine world alone. It was then, so they say, that the miner lost his way and he never returned to his own. And his trusty old slave brought a lantern and searched day and night, but in vain. Now the old slave is gone, but his spirit lingers on, and the lantern still casts.
You've been listening to a live performance by Jeff Scroggins in Colorado, recorded June 13th and 14th, 2015, at the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival in Haines Junction, Yukon. This is our final episode featuring music and interviews from the Bluegrass Festival of 2015. Hey, no worries! Jam Live will be back at next year's festival to record more of these fantastic performances. We extend a hearty thank you to the Yukon Bluegrass Music Society for supporting our show. Another sincere thank you to Steve Gedros for preparing and conducting the interview. This show was presented and broadcast with delight by Junction Arts and Music. Written and produced by Dieter Gade, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, visit our website at junctionjam.ca. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this show, visit our website at junctionjam.ca. Click on the Jam Live page for more outstanding musical performances.